tremble at his voice. All creation rises to rejoice. Behold our God seated on his throne. Come, let us adore. Nothing can compare. Come, let us adore.
Well, I thought that many people in our listening audience would be familiar with that song. Hi, this is Pastor Kevin Bowling. Welcome back into the second half of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. That song, of course, is Behold Our God, Sovereign Grace Music. And I think it fits very well with what we want to talk about on the second half of the program today. We want to talk about a brand new DVD series and study guides that are coming out that are called Behold Your God. Behold Your God. And you can go out to their website at www.beholdyourgod.org. And there you'll be able to actually see the introduction to this series. I think the first one in this series, the first part of the DVD, I think deals with A.W. Tozer, if I remember right. That one is actually available out on that website for free, so you can watch it out there for free. But then there's a number of other ones that are included in a series of DVDs that deal with the subject of beholding your God, looking at God himself as he reveals himself in his word. That's the difference about this. A lot of times you get people describing God or giving their opinions about God and so forth. But this series is looking at what does God say about himself and his self-revelation in his word. That's what this series is about. Here to talk with us about that is Matthew Robinson. Matthew is with, I think it's called Media Gracia. I may be saying that wrong. He can correct me there in just a moment. But he is, that's the organization that is producing or has produced this DVD series. And Matthew, welcome to the Knowing the Truth radio program.
Hey, Pastor Bowling. Thanks for asking me to come on.
Well, first of all, correct me there. Did I do media? Is it gratia?
Well, Latin is a dead language, so everybody gets a vote. But the way that we tend to say it is media gratiae.
Gracia,
which is, of course, a Latin phrase for the means of grace.
Oh, okay.
And Media Gratia is a production house where the multimedia products that we put out deal strictly with the means of grace loosely defined. So preaching, prayer, primarily the word, Bible studies, biographies, and other things that the kind of thing that God uses to bring grace to his people.
Mm. So this is one of the offerings from Media. You said it was
Gratiae.
Media Gratiae. So this is one of the offerings from Media Gratiae.
That's correct. This is our flagship and first study, and we're other projects that we're working on right now include a documentary film as the official documentary on Dr. Martin Lloyd Jones.
Mm-hmm.
We've been filming that it's called Logic on Fire at logiconfire.org.
Mm-hmm.
But we have other projects in the larder.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about this one with the Behold Your God program that you have. There's a number of pieces to this that I want to talk about. Why don't you give us first just an introductory statement about what is this particular series about?
Sure. Well, Behold Your God, Rethinking God Biblically is a 12-week multimedia study that, as you said earlier, focuses on God's self-revelation in the Bible. And the hope is to help the believer to apply the descriptions of God that he gives us to every practical area of the Christian life.
Mm.
It's a 12-week multimedia study that is made up of two components. So there's 13 DVDs that would be watched together as a small group or as a church. Individuals and families could go through it as well. And there's a daily devotional workbook where you go into the scriptures and you primarily interact with the passages where God has described himself.
Mm.
And the questions are, is this the God that I know?
How long is each DVD?
Each DVD comes in under 55 minutes. So if there was a classroom environment where you were locked into a hard hour, you would have just enough time to come in, pray, watch the DVD together, and dismiss. But the best environment we found is small groups, to invite 20 or 30 of your best friends over, have a meal together perhaps, watch the DVD, and then you've been in the scriptures for a week before watching that week's DVD, and there will be a lot of things that the Lord has shown you in his word that that a good leader can bring out and tends toward really good group discussion. So small groups for an hour and a half meeting is really the primary goal.
Mm. 20 or 30 of your friends, you said, this is only for extroverts, I can tell. No, just kidding.
Yes, sir. No. A lot of, funny, a lot of individuals have gone through it as well.
Oh, really? So it doesn't really matter the size of the group that participates in this. They can get together in a small group setting and then be able to discuss what primarily what they have worked on throughout the week, but also discuss then what they have seen in the video itself. Is that correct?
Absolutely. That's right. And I can unpack a little bit about what they will be seeing in the video.
Yeah, let's do that.
Great. Well, if there was a thesis statement to write over the entire study, it would be that famous quote from A.W. Tozer, the way that he opens the knowledge of the holy, which is what comes into our minds when we think about God, really is the most important thing about us.
Mm.
Unfortunately, what tends to come into our minds when we think about God is a bigger, better version of us.
Mm.
It's an Adamic gene. It's just the way that we tend to go. In the beginning, God created man, and we've been trying to repay the favor ever since. We've been trying to create him in our own image ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to really combat that is to go into the scriptures, as I said already, and look at the passages where God has revealed himself. We believe that the Bible is primarily God's self-revelation. And so we go there to see what he said about himself. And as we take those passages and those descriptions where we get the attributes of God and hold those things up against these pictures in our mind that we may have of God, we really begin to see how far short the ideas that we've put together in our mind. Even the most biblically informed and careful theologian, the more godly he is, the more he'll realize and the more that he'll admit happily that his highest views of God and most biblically informed views of God are infinitely below the reality.
Mm.
And so our great hope is to get to know this infinitely glorious God more and more. And we believe that Jesus taught that that's what heaven is. The primary attraction of heaven is not streets of gold and other things like that, but that we will get to know this God who is the very fountainhead of all joy and greater revelations of who he is for all eternity.
Mm.
And that begins now. That begins now.
Amen. The host of the program, is it John Snyder?
That's correct. Dr. John Snyder, the pastor at Christ Church in New Albany. In New Albany, Mississippi.
And so I was watching the first one the other day and dealing with A.W. Tozer. It's entitled Week One, Beholding God, the Great Attraction. And I remember in the lesson part of that DVD that he was talking about when we hear these statements being made by Tozer and others about God, that we might think that they're, just using hyperbole. We might think, they're just talking in lofty tones about God, but it's not something that, they've actually experienced themselves. We could dismiss it as that. Or we could say, okay, they had this, and, but can the average person have this? They had their own special, unique relationship with God. And he goes through a number of things that we can conclude about this. And then he says, or we can conclude that we have just don't have an accurate view of God, that we have kind of concocted who we think God is, especially in our modern day evangelicalism today. And the image that we have about God is so far from the reality of who God is in his word as to what he reveals himself or who he reveals himself to be, that we're really far afield now as to worshiping the God of the scriptures. I thought that that was very interesting, the way that he goes through and comes to that conclusion, and then from there begins to teach the rest of that DVD. Your comments on that section?
Well, that certainly is a danger, and we can see all across, let's start with us, we can see all the way across in American evangelicalism, there are as many views of who God is as there are men, almost. Everybody says God. The president says God. The talk show hosts, the Oprahs and other people say God.
Mm-hmm.
Pastors of every stripe say God, but what do they mean? It's almost as if God is an empty term that we feel that we're at liberty to come and load with our definition. And the only way, as I said, to combat that is to honestly open his word and humble ourselves and submit ourselves to who he's revealed himself to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And thankfully, he hasn't left us. It's not a deep mystery. He desires to be known. He has humbled himself to communicate himself to us. He's given us many ways of seeing that. He's given us his scripture, as we've already said. And primarily, he's given us his son, who is the express image of the invisible God.
Mm-hmm.
So each week, we look at ways that God has given us to know who he is, and then we begin to apply, okay, it's the if-thens. If this is who God is, then how does that affect the way that I approach, say, evangelism? Am I really communicating to people who this God is in my evangelism? What about worship? Am I free to just run up to God and give him a hug or paint him a picture? Or has he talked about how he wants to be worshipped? Is that important to him? What about the issue of pragmatism? Well, I can see that that might be good, but that won't work where I am.
Mm.
How often do we hear that? And then what does it mean to draw near to this God? Each week's DVD is broken up into three parts. There's the historic introduction, there's the sermon, and then there's a collection of interview footage from contemporary ministers.
Mm.
Each week we're on location for the historical introduction in England, Scotland, Wales, and up the east coast of the United States, in a place and a location that is associated with a different figure from church history. So we've mentioned A.W. Tozer. He happens to be in week one. And each week our historic figure is chosen based on the teaching that we are presenting that week.
Mm-hmm.
So the teaching in week one is that God himself is the great attraction of the Christian life, that
mm-hmm.
God is not a means to an end. You don't get God so that you can get a Cadillac or a fixed marriage or Christian children or whatever it is that you want. You come to God so that you can have God, and he's the great attraction. And so Tozer's writings really reflect that in the pursuit of God and et cetera. For week four, beholding God in the face of his son, we go to Anworth, Scotland, to the ruins of the church where Samuel Rutherford pastored. And we all are familiar with Samuel Rutherford's soaring views of Christ that he expresses in so many of his letters and in the loveliness of Christ and et cetera. Yeah. Week five, for instance, we go to speak a little bit about George Whitefield on beholding God in the work of regeneration. That's the pattern that we follow all the way through. And the men that we talk about, the historical men, we have A.W. Tozer, just a few. There's A.W. Tozer, Timothy Dwight, George Mueller, Samuel Rutherford, George Whitefield, Robert Murray McShane, Charles Spurgeon, Daniel Rowland, Amy Carmichael, Charles Finney, Dr. Martin Lloyd Jones, and Jonathan Edwards.
Mm.
Now, I'm hoping that among your listenership that some eyebrows went up somewhere around you.
I think so.
Yeah, I hope so. I will tell you that week 10 is titled Beholding a Lesser God.
Mm-hmm.
And we deal with the very real possibility of if we were to create a God in our minds and we were to base that God on what we think he might be like or what we think he should be like. And then we were to present an entire way of doing evangelism and approaching him and even build an entire systematic theology around that God of our imagination. What could happen? Mm. What might go wrong? And so that's our focus that week, without giving too much away.
Yeah, that's excellent. That name did draw a flag for me when I was reading down through it, and I thought, you know, how are they going to deal with this? But I could tell right away that beholding a lesser God, they're going to be talking about, you know, the manufacturing or the attempted manufacturing of revival itself and revivalism and all of the practices that were tried to put in place in order to bring about results when God is sovereign. And he's the one who decides when he'll pour out revival. Man can't manufacture that. And, of course, Finney became well known for doing that. When we think about the scriptures, as you pointed out in the very beginning here, that the Catechism, Westminster Confession of Faith and Associated Shorter Catechism, says in the Catechism question asks, what do the scriptures principally teach? The scriptures principally teach who God is and what he requires of us. And that first part of the answer, who God is, unfortunately, just doesn't get much airtime in modern day Christianity. It's what can I get from God? You know, some sort of a cosmic vending machine approach.
Absolutely.
That if we can just run to him, here's my wish list, these are my pain that I have that I want to get rid of, and I need some sort of a magic solution here to have that go away. What do I need to do to get that done? Unfortunately, that's so often the approach. But here's what we're missing, and this is what this series is seeking to bring out. We're missing God himself. And that whole idea right in the very beginning about he is the great attraction. If we really believe that God is enough and that seeing him is what our gathering should be on the Lord's Day when we come together, we wouldn't see all of this circus-type activities that are taking place in the church today. And I really mean a circus-type activity.
Yeah.
I did a program one day on one pastor who had brought in, he was doing a rodeo, literally. They had taken the platform, or in their cases, they would refer to it as a stage, and he had made the stage into a rodeo, and the pastor was going to ride a horse that day in the program. And I'm just thinking, what in the world has gone on here? Why is not God good enough anymore, enough for the people of God? We need to return to that. And boy, this series, I think Matthew can really help people to be able to do that. I think some pastors are out there going, I want to know how to do that. I should be doing that. I feel guilty that I have not been doing that. But I really need to see someone point the way as to how we can do that. Is that the goal?
That is our great goal. You've really hit on it. And what you're describing is certainly pandemic all the way across where we are. And sadly, we are exporting that religion all around the world. But we believe that that is a fruit, that those activities that you're describing, as shameful as they are, those are a fruit of a low view of God and a high view of man.
Mm-hmm.
And that if we attack, if the first thing we do right out of the gate is to start to attack a lot of the silly practices that go on that are grieving to the Lord and do grieve the believer's heart, then we're cutting the head off the dandelion and we're not dealing with the root system.
Mm-hmm.
The root system is a low view of God, that God is okay with this. And it's working. So, in other words, it's bringing people to the service, and it's getting people plugged in all the other language that is used to define success. But what has to be done is the deep heart work of going into the scriptures and seeing, who is this God, and what has he required of us, and how has he said that he will be worshipped? And that's exactly what we deal with. And, brother, we have seen something that fancy cameras and that sort of thing, multimedia, cannot produce, and that is we've seen pastors who have built a quote-unquote career in ministry and doing these things come to us broken in repentance and say, I have not known this God, and I do now, and thank you so much. And they've walked away for a season from ministry to even reevaluate what the Lord would have them to do. So hallelujah for that, and
Amen.
We hope to see that continue, but that's certainly in the hands of our good God.
Amen. A couple of the other men that are associated with this project and that that you cut away to in the DVD to get some comment from them, I just thought maybe we could go through the list there a little bit. You could start with, we talked about John Snyder a little bit leading it, and it's his sermons that we see, at least in the first one, that we see there. But then Paul Washer plays a big part of this as well. I've had Paul on the program a couple of times and really appreciate his heart cry, missionary society, and his preaching and so forth. Tell us a little bit about him and his role here, and then a couple of the other players as well.
Sure. I mentioned that there were three sections to each DVD, the historic introduction where we're on location and we're introducing you to a figure from the past. Then there's Dr. Snyder's sermon, and then the last 10 to 15 minutes is a collection of interview footage from contemporary ministers from very diverse backgrounds who hopefully illustrate that these are eternal truths about an eternal God, and they don't have to be altered to fit your geographic or temporal context. You mentioned Paul Washer. We had Paul come on. Paul's a dear friend and speaks to so many of these things so well. Richard Owen Roberts is the second person. Richard Owen Roberts is, if you're not familiar with him, certainly cut from the same cloth as Ravenhill and those many. He's really from that same generation of men, much more careful theologically. But he's a revival historian who is in Wheaton, Illinois. There's Andrew Davis from Wales. Andrew Davis, mom and dad were in Sandfields, which is people who have followed Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones will know was Martin Lloyd-Jones' first pastorate in Wales. His mom and dad were there and grew under Lloyd-Jones. And so he's grown up literally at the feet of Dr. Lloyd-Jones and then was close friends with him as an adult minister as well. He speaks into the program. Anthony Mathenia is also another. Anthony was an elder at Christ Church in New Albany, where Dr. Snyder is pastor, and he is now the pastor in Radford, where Paul Washer at his church plant in Radford, Virginia.
He's the young guy out of the group. He appears right.
He's younger. That's right. Conrad Mbewe from Zambia, also. Sometimes called, much to his jargon, the Spurgeon of Africa. Very, very good contribution from Dr. Mbewe. Then there's Jordan Thomas, who's also a younger church planter, not in Virginia as Anthony, but in downtown Memphis. To show, you know, these are, again, we don't change these truths about who God is to fit the context that we're in. He is the great reality. So if you're in downtown urban Memphis, or you're rural Virginia, or you're in Wales or Zambia, this is God, and we hold up the highest possible views of God to our people.
Amen.
Finally, there's Avian Evans, who is another Welshman. He's written extensively for Banner of Truth and other publishers, most famously his work on Daniel Rowland and the Welsh Calvinistic Methodist Fathers of Wales. So Avian Evans is another contributor.
Excellent. We've got a few minutes left in the broadcast. I want to make sure that we tell people how can they get a copy of this and get started. What do they need, the DVD and the study material? Do they get it online? Does it get sent to them? Give them the details, if you would, Matthew.
Absolutely. If you'll point your browser to beholdyourgod.org, O-R-G, you'll find everything that you need. The materials can be ordered there. Again, you'll need one set of DVDs, and you can run the study as many times as you need with that. And then each student is going to want to have their own workbook. This is an almost 300-page workbook that's Smite Zone. It's not a throwaway product. It's something that you're going to want to go and visit time and time again because of this 12-week journey through the scriptures. So you'll need one of those per student. There is a special pricing through the end of the year, fall special, where you're able to take advantage of a good price break. So take a look at that on beholdyourgod.org. We're also have a very active Facebook presence for those of you who are on Facebook at facebook.com/beholdyourgod.
Well, Matthew, thank you so much for telling us about this and for the work that you guys have done. This is tremendous. I mean, for such a time as this, this is what we need here in the church right now. We don't need more gimmicks. We don't need more flash and that type of thing. We've got plenty of that going on. We need somebody who is just standing up and saying, you know, let's go back to God himself and what he says about himself and the way that he describes himself in the Word of God. So I pray that God would mightily bless your efforts here and that people all over the country and, in fact, indeed all over the world would get a copy of this and would use it and go through that 12-week study and study the scriptures for themselves, see who God is, that God would bless it, and that he would reveal himself to them through his word, via his spirit, and that they would come to a brand new understanding of who the Almighty God is that we profess to serve, and that in that way he would do a wonderful revival beginning with us to start with it. Matthew, thank you so much for being with us today and for the work that you guys are doing in this.
You're very welcome. It's definitely our heart's cry in Psalm 73 to say to the Lord, whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none on earth without a sire besides you.
Amen.
So we pray that that will spread coast to coast.
Hey, well said. Thank you so much again. We really appreciate it. Okay, that was Matthew Robinson, and we were talking with him about the website Behold Your God, and that's www.beholdyourgod.org. If you go out there, you can find how you can get the DVD set, the workbooks, these things together. As he mentioned, there's some special pricing going on right now, so you can get the DVD series and the workbook and then start getting into it. I've got a copy coming for me as well. We're going to look at this, and I'll be able to give you some more information about it as we go forward. Remember this, the Lord Jesus Christ said, he said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
You're listening to Knowing the Truth. To keep this ministry strong and coming your way, you can make a financial gift at knowingthetruth.org by clicking on the donate button.
You've been listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, located on Highway 25 in Traveler's Rest. For more information about the church and radio ministry, visit us on the web at knowingthetruth.org.
The opinions expressed on today's program are those of the announcers, their guests, and callers, and do not necessarily represent those of the staff and management of His Radio Network, the Radio Training Network, or Clear Channel Communications.